MeV gave V gamma ray emission from SNRG 327.1 to 1.1 discovered by the Fermi LAT, by Jordan Eagle et al. We report the discovery of MeV gave V gamma ray emission by the Fermi LAT positionally coincident with the Tay V Pulsar Wind Nebula, PWN, Hess J1554550 within the host supernova remnant, SNR, G 327.1 to 1.1. The gamma ray emission is point-like and faint but significant, greater than 4 sigma, in the 300 MeV2 Tay V energy range. We report here the Fermi LAT analysis of the observed gamma ray emission followed by a detailed multi-wavelength investigation to understand the nature of the emission. The central pulsar powering the PWN within G 327.1 to 1.1 has not been detected in any waveband, however, it is likely embedded within the X-ray nebula, which is displaced from the center of the radio nebula. The gamma ray emission is faint and therefore a pulsation search to determine if the pulsar may be contributing is not feasible. Prior detailed multi-wavelength reports revealed an SNR system that is old, tau 18,000 years, where the interaction of the reverse shock with the PWN is underway or has recently occurred. We find that the gamma ray emission agrees remarkably well with a detailed broadband model constructed in a prior report based on independent hydrodynamical and semi-analytic simulations of an evolved PWN. We further investigate the physical implications of the model for the PWN evolutionary stage incorporating the new Fermi-LAT data and attempt to model the distinct particle components based on a spatial separation analysis of the displaced PWN counterparts. This was MeV gave V gamma ray emission from SNRG 327.1 to 1.1 discovered by the Fermi-LAT, by Jordan Eagle et al.